Hello there. This is your Daily Lift from the Gospel Broadcasting Network. Some people have suffered so many bad things that they may find themselves wondering why God has allowed all this hardship to come upon them. I feel sorry for such people. They may never see the better side of life for all the difficulty that seems to confront them every day. While these may wonder why life has been so cruel to them, others may be wondering why life has been so kind. If we count our blessings, we may realize that God has been much kinder to us than we thought before. For example, at 2 Corinthians, the first chapter, Paul wrote at verse 4, that God comforted us in all our tribulation. This is a remarkable statement coming from someone who had suffered for Christ's sake the way Paul had. At the 11th chapter of the same epistle, he wrote at verses 24 through 28 that he had suffered beatings, stonings, shipwrecks, pain, hunger, thirst, cold, nakedness, and every kind of peril. Yet he still felt that God had comforted him in all his trouble, and offered a reason why that God is so comforting to his troubled children, so that we may be able to comfort them which are in any trouble by the comfort wherewith we are comforted of God. You see, some folks may not realize that the God of heaven can answer our every need. They struggle with their own problems and bear their own yoke of pain and trouble, never knowing and never realizing that God could have cured the whole situation. Who is there better to tell them about God's mercy and comfort than the ones who have experienced it? Who better than Paul, after all he suffered, to testify of God's comfort? As a matter of fact, Paul has expressed here the reason God had comforted him in all his tribulation was so that he could in turn comfort others in trouble. At Matthew chapter 10, when Jesus sent forth the 12 apostles, he said at verse 8, that they should give as freely as they had received. So it is with the troubled who have been blessed with God's comfort. May they share it as freely as God has provided it. And may He bless you. And may you have a great day.